Moscow Culture 3. Exercise 1, page 57.
Great People. Ivan Joltovsky, 1867 to 1959. Ivan Joltovsky is one of the key figures in the history of Soviet architecture. After the fall of avant-garde architecture in 1932, he made his main contribution to the history of architecture when he headed an architecture school. The new architectural style was similar to neoclassicism, and many of the buildings in Moscow between the 1930s and 1950s were built in this style. In many ways, this style created the present look of the city. Joltovsky contributed heavily to the post-war reconstruction of Russia's cities. In particular, he advanced the progressive idea of planning city blocks on a large scale, with blocks of flats, cinemas, and other complexes. Konstantin Melnikov, 1890 to 1974. Konstantin Melnikov is one of the most well-known architects of the 21st century. In his famous avant-garde projects of the 1920s to 1930s, he created innovative buildings by experimenting with form, space, and lighting. He first became famous worldwide when his exhibits appeared in the USSR Pavilion at the 1925 International Exhibition of Modern Decorative and Industrial Arts in Paris. His projects include several unique buildings in Moscow, such as worker clubs and garages, and even his own workshop in Kriovarbatsky Lane, which is, even to this day, in the list of the masterpieces of world architecture. It consists of two cylinders that together form a figure eight. Lev Rudnev, 1885 to 1956. Lev Rudnev's greatest project is the impressive Moscow State University, located at Vorobyovy Gory, previously known as Lenin Hills. It was built from 1948 to 1953. 37 buildings in the university campus and the park were constructed at the same time. All the buildings in the university can make up a whole city with a population of 50,000 people. At the center of the complex, there is a 32-storied building with a spire, which is 240 meters high. Before the 2000s, it was one of the seven Moscow skyscrapers that created the city's skyline. The complex brings to life the neoclassicist spirit of that period. Its characteristics include grand atmosphere, rich interior decoration with lots of details, made of marble, glass, and bronze, gems from the Ural region, and valuable species of wood.